Now, you shared the stage with them on a number of occasions. What's your most memorable moment on stage with the Beatles that you can recall now?
Oh, God, there's a few, actually. But one was John. John would always chew gum, and it always mesmerized me. I was sort of like watching him chew gum because we both sing on the same microphone, but he would sing with chewing his gum, you know, and he'd look over at me like, oh, he's gone, and smile. And he was one of these guys, one of these people that would dream up ideas, and he would work at it until he come to the conclusion when he would be usable. You knew that. It was a definite Jekyll and Hyde. And one night, he's grinning, and we're vocalizing, he's grinning away. And I'm looking at him, I said, what are you laughing at? And he's laughing. He was going, no, you know. So anyway, he's got this chewing gum, and suddenly he spit it out. Chew out, you know, whatever it was. And he spit it out, and it hit me on the nose, the gum, and it stuck there. So I actually looked like Pinocchio. It was sticking on my nose. It was Paul and George. They looked over, and they fell on the floor. But, you know, I've got the funniest job, fell on the floor. I was all on the floor. It was like, laughing. I left it there because it must have looked really funny. You know? But the thing that happened was every night he tried to do the same thing. And it would be like a big bundle of spit hitting me in the face, and the gum was flying over there, flying over there. And of course, that became the funny thing. When he would decide to spit the gum at me, I'd be kind of chewing it. Oh, no, and then pop, you know, out come with the gum.